Today's shir is the Masechtas Brachos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We will begin four lines from the top of the Amud with the words Rishmul Bar Chia. We had learned in the end of the last shir a machlekas between Rebbe and Rav Chanina regarding when exactly the shir of Bein Hashmashes is. Everyone agreed Bein Hashmashes is when you have the moon shine, rise and shine. When it begins to rise and shine, that is the beginning of Bein Hashmashes. The machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Chanina was when exactly that takes place. Shita's Rebbe was that the moon rises and shines at the beginning of Shkias HaChama. Rav Chanina held that the moon rises and shines at the end of Shkias HaChama. Rav Shmuel Bar Chia Bar Yehuda is about to make a statement Lefi Shita's Rav Chanina. He's going to say a memer b'shem Rav Chanina. And it's going to be Rav Chanina Shita L'Shitasai, that when Saif Gilgal Chama is Shekeya, and that's when Haschalas Gilgal Levana begins to be Ayla and be Zareach, that's when the Levana begins to rise and shine, and that is when the Haschalah of Bein Hashmashes. It only takes place at the end of Shkias HaChama, at the end of sunset. So let us begin. Rav Shmuel Bar Chia Bar Yehuda said b'shem Rav Chanina, said in the name of Rav Chanina, Hischel Gilgal Chama L'Shaka, at the beginning of Shkias HaChama, which L'Shitasai is not considered Bein Hashmashes, it's still considered Yom, whereas in Shitas Rebbe, this would be already considered Bein Hashmashes. Rav Chanina L'Shitasai holds, this is not Bein Hashmashes. A person, Adam, Aymed, Bereish Har Carmel, a person can stand on the top of Har Carmel, which the Pnei Moshe explains was a Har next to the Yam. He's able to clearly see the sun as it sets. The Yerid, he can go down from, he has enough time from the beginning of Shkias HaChama till the end of Shkias HaChama, which has halachically, according to Rav Chanina, still considered a day, to go down the mountain, the Tevel B'Yam HaGadol, to be Tevel in the Yam HaGadol, the Oila, and then to come out of the water, the Eichel B'Chumaso, and to eat Shuma, Chazaka B'Yam Tevel, with a assumption that he was tovel during the day. The halacha is someone who is tovel in a mikvah to eat shuma is mutter to eat shuma at night as long as he was tovel during the day. Rav Chanina is coming to tell us, according to Rav Chanina, Rav Shmuel Bar Chia is coming to tell us that a person has a chazaka, a person has, the assumption is that a person has been tovel during the day if he began the descent from Har Carmel at the beginning of Shkias HaChama, because L'Shitasa, according to Rav Chanina, it is still considered halachically day, all the way up until the end of Shkias HaChama. The Gemara clarifies, Hodo Tamar, this is only said by Huda Azalei Bekapen Dara, this is only said by someone who takes a shortcut. Bram, however, Huda Azalei Beistara, the person who takes the main thoroughfare, Lo Bada, this is not where this Mamer was said. For a person who takes the main thoroughfare, there is not enough time to go down to the bottom of the mountain and to be tovel and to be oila, to have a chazaka that a person was tovel during the day. If a person takes the main thoroughfare, the assumption is that he did not make it to the bottom of the mountain in time and his tefillah took place at night, in which case he is not considered halachically a tefillah yom and it would be usur for him to eat truma at night. The Gemara continues, Ezeu Bein Hashmashes, what is considered halachically Bein Hashmashes, meaning what is the length of time of Bein Hashmashes? Amar Rav Tanchuma, Rav Tanchuma said, Letipa shel dam shehi nesuna al gabi chada shel saif. If there is a drop of blood which is placed on the sharp edge of a knife, nechalka hatipa lekan ulekan, zeo Bein Hashmashes, that is the shir Bein Hashmashes. Meaning, if you have a drop of blood which is thick, it's thicker than water, the amount of time it takes for that drop of blood, which is resting on the edge of a knife, it's the amount of time it takes for it to split, that is the shear, that is the length of time, which is the same length of time as Bein Hashmashes. The Pnei Moshe explains, this is to be understood differently than the Shita of Rav Yosi and the Braisa later on, which will be that the Shir of Bein Hashmashes is Keherifayin. The Shita of Rav Yosi is that the length of Bein Hashmashes is the blink of the eye. as long as it takes a person to blink his eye, that is the length of Ben Hashmashas. The Pnei Maisha explains that Rav Tanchuma holds that the Shir Ben Hashmashas is slightly longer than that. Rav Tanchuma does not agree with Rav Yaizi. Rav Tanchuma holds that it's the amount of time it takes for a Tipashal Dam, which is placed on the edge of a knife, to split. He specifically says Dam as opposed to Mayim, coming to say that there is a certain amount of time that Ben Hashmashas lasts, and it's longer than a Harif Ayin. So the Pnei Maisha warns that we should not confuse the Shita of Tanchuma with the Shita of Rav Yaisi. The Gemara now continues on to discuss other opinions on how long does Ben Hashmashas last and where exactly during the day does Ben Hashmashas exist. And starting from the two dots, Ezeu Ben Hashmashas. When exactly and how long does Ben Hashmashas last? So the first opinion of this brisa is Mishatishka Hachamo from the time of Shkes Hachamo, Kadesh Yehalach Adam Chatzi Mil. From the end of Shkes Hachamo until the amount of time it takes a person to walk a Chatzi Mil. 1 mil is approximately 2,000 amos. It's roughly a mile. The word mil and mile are related. A half a mil is 1,000 amos. So the amount of time it takes a person to walk 1,000 amos from the end of Shkes Hachamo is the length of Ben Hashmashas. Diri Rav Nechemya, that is the Shita of Rav Nechemya. Rav Yaisi says, Ben Hashmashas Karef Ayin. The Shir of Ben Hashmashas is Karef Ayin. It's the blink of an eye. When a person blinks his eye softly, the amount of time it takes to blink his eye, that is the length of Ben Hashmashas. V'lo yochlu la'amar lav chachamim, the chachamim were not able to be aimed on it. They were not able to decide whether Ben Hashmashas has a din of yoim or whether it has a din of laila. Rav Yaisi, Rav Acha, havu yasvin. Rav Yaisi and Rav Acha were sitting, and they were analyzing this brisa. Amar Rav Yaisi. Rav Yaisi said, l'Rav Acha to Rav Acha, lo mistavr seif chatzi mil de Rav Nechemya, keheref ayin de Rav Yaisi. The only thing, lo mistavr in this case does not mean it is not mistavr, but it's really a betmiya. It's a tmiya. Lo mistavr is not mistavr to say seif chatzi mil de Rav Nechemya, keheref ayin de Rav Yaisi. The only thing which is mistavr to say is that the seif chatzi mil of Rav Nechemya is where the Harif Ayin of Rav Yaisi can be found. Meaning, Rav Yaisi is saying to Rav Acha that Rav Yaisi of the Brisa, who said the Shir of Ben Hashmashas is Harif Ayin, where can that Shir be found? That Shir of Harif Ayin, that time, that blink of an eye, is found at the end of the Shir of Rav Nechemya, at the end of 1,000 Amos of after Shkias Hachamo. The amount of time it would take a person to walk 1,000 amos after Shkias Hachamo, at that point specifically, that's where Rav Yaisi Shita of Ben Hashmashas Karef Ayin can be found. Amar Lei, Eif Ano Savarkin. I also thought like this. Rav Chizkiya, however, Rav Chizkiya Lo Amar Kin, Rav Chizkiya did not say like this. Ela Kol Harif Ayin VeHarif Ayin Shebechatzi Mil de Rav Nechemya. Every single Harif Ayin of the Chatzi Mil of Rav Nechemya, Safaku is a Safak, meaning that Rav Yaisi's Shita of Keheref Ayin, Rav Yaisi's Shita of Keheref Ayin, that's the Shir of Ben Hashmashas, it's a Safak where that Harif Ayin exists, and therefore throughout the entire Shir of the Chatzi Mil of Rav Nechemya is a Safak whether that is indeed that moment of Harif Ayin or Rav Yaisi. From here, the Gemara from this point, Amar Rav Mano Kashise Kume de Rav Chizkiya. The Gemara is going to ask a question on Rav Chizkiya. This question is a long question, a long-winded question that will take us all the way to Gimel Amud Beis. We'll save the question for the next year. Now it's Kedai just to say over a Hakdama to the Dine Ziva, because this question is going to be very involved with a Mishnah in the beginning of Mesechta Zavim in Mishnah Vav, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. The Torah tells us in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Tesvav, it says, Ish ish kiyah zav mibisaru zayv zayvay tamehu. any man which will have a tumah ziva from his basar, from his flesh, zevai, if it's a flow which comes out from his basar, tamehu, he is considered tameh. The din of tumah ziva is that the zav is an ava tumah, and it's a chamer type of tumah. It's tameh for shivas yamim, that this zav has a din of an ava tumah for seven days. At the end of 7 days, there's the option to go to the mikvah and bring a carbon. The din of tumah ziva is that in order to become a zav, one has to see three times, he's tamei be'ri'ah or with yamim. If let's say a zav would see three different times on one day, he would see this flow from his body three different times on one day, or on 2 days, or on 3 days, three different ri'ias, three different sightings of this ziva from his body, on three different times during 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days, as long as they're consecutive days, will render the zav into a zav to be an avatama and to be metame for shivas yamim. At the end of 7 days, he'll have to go to the mikvah and he'll be mechuyev to bring a carbon. Specifically, the zav has to see three times. If let's say he would only see two times, let's say on one day he would only see two times, so in the din is that he's going to be pater from a carbon, but he will be tamei ziva that he'll be mechuyev to go to the mikvah. If let's say he only sees once, so the din is that he has a din of tumas keri, that he only has a din of a rishon latama, and he is not an avatama. So as mentioned, the zav is tamei with three different sightings of ziva. And these three sightings can take place on three consecutive days, two consecutive days, or even on one day. If at three different times during the day he sees this flow from his body, then he has a din of a zav. However, not only is he tamei with three different sightings, but even if it's one consecutive sighting, one consecutive flow, if it takes place over the span of two different calendar days, meaning, if let's say he saw at the end of the ziva, the flow began at the end of a day and continued through the beginning of the night, so since the ri'iyah took place over the span of a change of a calendar day, so the change of the calendar day splits the ri'iyah into two different ri'iyahs, and the yamim have the ability to be mechalik, to split the ri'iyah into two ri'iyahs. So one ri'iyah, which would normally have a din of a tumas keri, can become a tumas zav to be mechuyev tefillah, but not to be mechuyev a carbon. One would have to see three times in order to be mechuyev a carbon. Another halacha which we should mention, b'derech hakdama, is that if let's say a zav sees a ri'iyah which is long, one long ri'iyah, and it lasts the amount of time to be tayvel, to go to the mikvah, and kedei sifug, to dry himself off, the halacha is that ri'iyah has a din of two ri'iyahs. Even though it was one long consecutive ri'iyah, the fact that it was so long gives it a din of two ri'iyahs. And as mentioned, we will begin with Rav Manna's kasha, which lasts till Amud Beis, in the next year.